Welcome back. Part three, lesson three on a beautiful Monday morning, August 15th, 2016. Every Monday is beautiful. Monday, Monday, Monday. Why does it get such a bad rap? And the only reason it gets a bad rap is because people go to a job. If you don't go to a job, then you love Mondays. I love Mondays. I really do. I'm not saying that to be, you know, hey, I love Monday. I love Mondays. To me, it's an opportunity to get back at it. The stock market's open on Monday. It's not open on the weekends. Other things are running on the weekdays that you can't really do. People are just ready to, they're ready to get after it again in a big way on Mondays. And, you know, boy, I'll tell you, when you get out of this employee mindset, it opens up a whole new world. Does it not? I mean, seriously, think about how silly that is, that we don't view one day of a week, or we view a day of the week better than others. Like Saturday, right? Every day is Saturday. Why do we view Saturday so much better? Why? Because you wake up and you don't, if you guys don't have to shave, throw a baseball hat on, you know, read the paper, although nobody reads a paper anymore, but maybe you scroll your favorite blog or Twitter feed or Facebook, see what's going on. Women can do the same thing, throw on the hat, maybe head out to the gym, do grocery shopping, or, you know, go out with the kids, or maybe go for a run, whatever you like to do, you know. How chauvinistic. I just said women do the grocery shopping. I'll probably get some tweets on that. Although I do all the grocery shopping in the Crowley compound. You should know about that. They know me. I know everybody by name at Kroger. Everybody. All the cashiers, and they all know me. It's great. It's like Norm walking into the bar at Cheers. Sam, how are you? But Mondays are awesome, man. Maybe they're not awesome for you. Why? Because you got a job. The J-O-B, the journey of the broke. Jump out of bed just over broke. You've got the job that you absolutely hate. Hey, that's a you problem. You got to grow bigger than that problem. And as I ended the previous podcast in lesson two in the One More Breath journey, taking kind of a reflection back of what was going on a couple years ago and all the way up till this week where our baby has her airway surgery on Wednesday, the lesson I learned real quick is thank God. Thank God I made the leap to become an entrepreneur for no other reason that I now had control of my time. That's so big. Man, I can't even emphasize. That is the... Money is so far down the list when you become an entrepreneur. It ain't even on the radar. It is all about time, controlling your schedule, and having the freedom to do what it is that you want to do when you want to do it. You know, some entrepreneurs work better at night. They're like flipping vampires, man. I see people posting on Facebook at 2 in the morning. Hey, just created a new product or a blog. I'm like, what are you doing? Really? I was in bed at 9. I go to bed at 9:30. I get up at 4, 5 in the morning, and I'm a morning person. I'll be creating that post at 4 a.m., not at 1 a.m. But it doesn't matter. That's when I thrive compared to when somebody else might thrive. The beauty of being an entrepreneur, it is about control. And when you go through challenging situations, imagine how much more difficult it is when you do not have control of your schedule. And as I ended the previous show, I give gratitude all the time to everything that's going on around me. And it does. It could be this glass of water I got right next to me. It's cold. It's refreshing. I had 2 cups of coffee this morning, and now I get to replenish my body with all of this water, and I feel amazing. And I don't look at the scale. I don't sit there, even though I'm working out every day. Did I lose a pound today? I just know. My body tells me when I'm hitting on all cylinders. And let me tell you something. I'm hitting on all cylinders. I drink a gallon of water. I run as fast as I can, like I'm being chased by a grizzly bear. You know that. I hit the gym 3 times a week, lift heavy. I just feel great. At 48, I'm feeling great. At 48. You want to feel great? Get rid of this thing where people are controlling your time. You know, you can go to the gym whenever you want to go to the gym. You can create whatever it is you want to create whenever you want to create it. If by some reason you're stuck at your job right now, no need to quit right now until you got your exit plan defined. However, use the free time in the morning, during lunch, after hours, work on the company's dime. You know, who cares? They certainly don't. They just look here. You know the drill. Your boss is paying you just enough so you don't quit and you're working just hard enough not to get fired. And that's perfect. That's what most people do. Now, there's 20% of our country in the U.S. that actually like their job, love their job. Congratulations. You need to know how valuable you are to that corporation. We need you. We need more of you. But there just isn't going to be more of you. It's pretty much 80% hate what they're doing. When you go through challenges, having control of your time is so critical because the challenge in and of itself is difficult enough. Compounding that with the fact that you don't know when you're going to be able to devote and dedicate time to rising up and gaining your power over this challenge makes it even more, not impossible. No, no, I'm not going to say anything's impossible. I'm just saying a lot more challenging. And as we were going through this, when Susan was born, I looked at Angie. I said, can you imagine? We're in the waiting room. I used to bring my laptop to UC Medical Center to the NICU every day. And we'd walk in. You have to wash your hands once, wash your hands twice, and then you got to put antibacterial or sanitizer on. And that's even before you get into the NICU pods where all the babies are. Rightfully so. There's germs everywhere. These babies could die based on just a germ that they catch from somebody. That's how bad their immune systems are. And so I would saddle up right next to our baby Susan, who was in the isolette. Angela would, you know, care for her and coddle her and hold her, and I'd be on my laptop doing what? Some work done. Be getting some work, sending out emails, creating landing pages. Yeah, isn't that awesome? So for 6 hours, 5 hours, we're at the NICU from, you know, 8 a.m. We had to pick the kids up at school around 2:30 till around 1:30 in the afternoon. I got an opportunity to work on my laptop, still creating the brand, marketing my business right next to my baby. And yes, if you're wondering, I would set the laptop down and go and hold her and care for her as well. But had I had a job, I don't think our baby would have made it, because I could not have been there for my wife, who needed that support. She needed that person. We drove together every morning on the way to the hospital. Every morning together, I would drive my wife there. And we'd grab our coffee, and it was our date. It was our time together in the car. After we dropped the kids off at school, we went right to the hospital. And it was incredible bonding time for the two of us. And it was an opportunity for us to cry on each other's shoulders, to go back and forth, to talk about life and, you know, what's going on, and just the challenges that we had, and the gratitude that we shared as well. We never felt sorry for ourselves. Never, not one time did we feel sorry. Did we have questions? Sure, we did, about how all this happened and why it happened. But we didn't fall into victimhood. And when we got there, she would care for Susan. I would work on my laptop. I'd put the laptop down. I would care for Susan. And I couldn't imagine having to ask my boss, hey, I got to take some extended time off from the job, or I need to go over to the hospital. At some point, even the most nicest boss, which is kind of an oxymoron, but even the nicest boss is going to get a little bit like, hey, man, I'm sorry what's going on with your family. I really am. But we got a bottom line to meet. We got customer needs to meet. We got meetings we got to go to. I need you on a plane here and there and everywhere else. And I mean, you got to make a choice. And so I never had to have that conversation. And I was so grateful that I didn't, because I can tell you how that conversation, I know my personality, I can tell you right now how that conversation would have went with me. Oh, really? Yeah, we'll see you later, bub. I would have quit. I would have quit my job, and I don't know what the hell I would have done, but I would have been there for my family first. And that, I just know my personality. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not saying it's even right to do it. I just know my personality, and I know I would have told somebody to shove it. And without even thinking twice, I would have done it. And I never had to have that conversation. I was so grateful. Can you imagine the gratitude flowing through you? And just when you go through a challenge and you now know you've got freedom, you've got control of your time, because you had the power to make a decision. Everybody can make a decision. After that decision comes focused action. Do you know how powerful you are when you have those two things working for you, not against you? For you. Most people have those working against them. Someone else's decisions impact their lives. Someone else's power determines what they're going to do. That's not you. When you make that decision followed by focused action, you take control of your life, and nobody, you are not the slave to anybody anymore. I'm telling you, man, that right there, that is a cornerstone of entrepreneurship. That's what our country in America was built upon, you know, entrepreneurs coming over, staking their claim, making something, selling some service, getting paid for it. And man, it's been going on for 240 years and it's just amazing. I challenge you, don't be underneath someone else's thumb. Don't be, someone else's decisions have them impact your life so dramatically that when you go through challenges, you have to ask for permission to be there. No, that's not you. You don't ask for somebody else's, but you make the decision. And I'm telling you, when you get to that spot, it ain't ever, like I said, the money doesn't matter. That's going to flow to you for the problems that you solve on a much higher plane. Are you with me? Sweet. This is great, man. I freaking love Mondays.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.